For me personally, it's going good. Feeling healthy. I was limited. I've been limited the past 2 days, and you know, I'm still fighting. You know, it is what it is. I mean, it's not. There's nothing to hide. I mean, I was dealing with a hamstring injury, and those things linger, and sometimes you know they don't go away as fast or as much as you want. So, just continue to keep following our the training staff's guide and. Keep on, you know, practicing smart, and so I can give myself the best chance to go out and help the team on Sunday, and that's what it's all about.
Coach said today that all signs are pointing to Josh starting again. What do you think of Josh re-entering starting lineup, and what kind of, you know, leadership and everything you expect from him?
I think you guys all know that. I mean, you guys saw his press conference. I don't need to really hit on that anymore. But, you know, just like all the other guys we have, you know, I'm real excited. You know, I'm excited to play with Josh. He's a veteran. He's very savvy, smart, team leader. And I know he'll play his heart out. So I'm going to give him my all, you know, when I'm out there. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it.
We talked to Brandon Marshall on a conference call yesterday. Complimented you, of course. And
Look at my bald head coach. Right?
Brandon complimented you and talked about how nice it would be. Remember, you know, seeing you when you were up there on your visit, kind of passing in the hallway. Wished that you were on the opposite side of him right now. Mm-hmm. Is Brandon someone that, you know, do you watch his film? And
absolutely. Brandon Marshall, he's a bad dude, man. Like, he's real good. And I remember that. I remember talking and then stopping and talking to him for, you know, 5 minutes or so in the hallway. And, you know, and he's just pitching me advice just to keep going. And, you know, it'd be a dream, you know, it'd be a dream to play with him one day. Maybe we'll have to get him over here.
he also said that Michael Irvin calls you the most athletic receiving
them.
What is a compliment like that?
You know, those compliments go to God, you know, for creating, you know, giving me that ability. I mean, there's nothing else I can say. I mean, you can work as hard as you want, but people that have athletic ability and have ability, you know, it's not going to go nowhere. And, but, you know, that's all God's work, but I just try to work hard, you know, and try to be on the same side and work as hard as I can with my teammates. And I don't really listen to that stuff. I mean, obviously, it's great to hear, you know, from a great, you know, all-time great like Michael Irvin, but my mind's set on, you know, every day getting better. And it was great. It was great to hear that, and I didn't know that, but it is what it is. Nah, because you don't know what you don't know, you know. Until you see something, you know. Until you see bright lights. I mean, there's guys on, you know, that I've been a part of. You know, teams I've been a part of. That I was like, man, that kid's a great player, you know. And then he didn't get a chance with the team that I, you know, the team I'm on. There's some guys in here, you know, that has great talent. And they just haven't had the opportunity to really show. So it goes around and it happens. I don't have no grudges. My only grudge is beating the guy that they put on me. And I look forward to doing that. Whoever's on me Sunday.
What's it like a matchup with a guy like Darrell Revis? Kind of his.
Well, first off, I mean, it's great. First off, it's great because there's a bunch of guys from Pittsburgh. You know, they got 45 safety. He's from Pittsburgh. Darrell Revis from Pittsburgh. Brandon Marshall's from Pittsburgh. And Gordon Williams from Pittsburgh. You know, our trainer. So. You know, it's going to be great. You know, I mean, going against Darrell, I mean, he's always been he's always played my high school, you know, and they always been in the championships games, and he's always got the edge on them and beat them. And I think he was definitely the reason why. And it's going to be a phenomenal time to go against him. I've actually been waiting and loving, you know, waiting to play against Darrell. And just because he's from Pittsburgh, you know, and I looked up to him and looked at, you know, how he played basketball and stuff like that. He's a great athlete, and I really look forward to playing against him the whole game.
Is Darrell in the 230 game?
No.
People in New York are saying he's not what he used to be from a whatever athleticism standpoint. Does that show up, or is he still, you know, the same Pro Bowl kind of guy?
I mean, how can you can't question him? And I mean, people are looking at some film, and you know, when AJ Green beat him. But A.J. didn't really beat him. A.J. got him on the one-hand catch on down the sideline, but the one that was a touchdown on the post route, the safety jumped, and you could tell Darrell was like, where are you at? You know, you were supposed to be in the middle of the field, and Darrell started running late and caught up to him. So things like that, you know, and then he got beat by a guy in Bill, from the Bills, but Marcus Goodwin, he can run. He might be the fastest receiver in the league. So, I mean, stuff like that happens. Everybody gets beat, you know. Like, sometimes you get clamped down on, you know, as a receiver, and defenders guard you. They get paid just like we all get paid, you know. And they're all great athletes, and God gave them all ability. But at the end of the day, I mean, you can't question Darrell Revis's talent still to this day. I mean, I've seen him, guys trying to get double moves on him now or trying to sprint at him in on an angle and come back out, and he still locks it down. You know, I just saw from last week, so. It's hard. You can't say that about Darrell just because if he slowed down a little bit, yeah, that's every, you know, as you grow. And I know he takes care of his body. He loves football. And I think that's kind of a punch in the face and kind of disrespectful. I would never say that, you know, about Darrell because he's a pro bowler and he's a Hall of Fame caliber guy, you know. And I don't think that's true at all.
How about Buster? Will you see any of Buster's screen? What are you seeing on film of Buster?
He's a physical guy. He's a fidgety guy, but a physical guy. And we're looking forward to playing against him as well. Whoever they got out there, I know they got a great front seven, you know, and they could play. And we know that. And we know that the rush, you know, the game's really going to be played between, I mean, obviously the defense playing against us and, you know, us making plays. But at the end of the day, they got a great front seven. And we're going to have to block them. And if we want any chance in the game, we're going to have to block those guys and try to contain those guys. And we're going to have to make plays out on the perimeter, which I believe we can. And like you guys said, Darrell's over there. He's a great player. Calvin Pryor, great player in the box and stuff like that. And Buster, great player. But at the end of the day, we got to block the guys up front, and then we'll be able to do our job and get busy a little bit. So we're looking forward to it. I'm really excited about this game. Because it's the next game, you know, and I'm excited about the possibilities. You know, we want to win this one. So we're going to give everything we got, and I'm sure all the guys on offense and defense, we're going to come ready to play, and, you know, everything's not going to be perfect. But as long as we stick together for four quarters, we could pull this one out and maybe get on a little winning thing. So I'm looking forward to this week, and I'm very excited to play this weekend. So I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sorry, we talked to Corey Coleman today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sense how much he's, like, dying to get
back
out there?
Yeah, I mean, he's very active right now in terms of really, you know, asking a lot of questions in the meeting room. Even for this game, he knows he's not playing, but it's good to see that stuff because, you know, he's getting anxious, you know, and he's been giving speeches and stuff to us. You know, we always give everybody opportunity to talk, and he's like, you know, every day before practice, he says, don't take this for granted. You know, because it could be taken away from you from injury or whatever. You know, coaches don't want you to play for the team no more. There's a lot of different reasons. So, you know, it's great to hear that from him, and it's very mature. And, you know, I'm excited. I can't wait. It's going to help out a lot, very lot. And maybe those safeties will stop playing over top of me, and I could get a little one-on-one action.
Did you know Darrell personally?
Met him a few times, but didn't know him like talking to, you know, I probably talk to you guys a lot more than him, but I don't know him personally, but I'm a big fan of his just because the path, you know, he's a great player and he just kept on going up, you know. It's never like he was great for five, 6 years and then stopped. He was always good, you know, and he made a lot of money. Big fan of that. So he made a lot of money, man. Like, he's hitting the teams over the head, man. So, but, you know, I'm really excited about playing against him, and I look forward to it. I really am, and I'm excited for our team, you know, to get back out here, especially going home, and we got to get a win for our fans. We got to. And our back's really against the wall. It's been, and we got to play great and play with great. We got to play with great technique, you know, this week, and we got to do what the coach wants us to do. You know, what he coaches us to do, we got to go on the field and do it. We have great coaches, and so we got to give ourselves a chance. By if everyone listens to the details, come Sunday, we could pull a win. And I believe we could pull a win every week, but we got to start this week and work our butts off.
Thank you.